Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
What I meant was, here's my dissertation. Yeah,
if there's a what I meant was at the end of that, Travis, I left early and I apologize for that. But I'll tell you what, when he said, you ain't a bird man, I was like, oh no.
So did the...
Internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my good friend, Drunkard STL.
Yo, 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 yo.
Drunk, I am very excited.
It's an because exciting
it is
day.
Podcast month. We are joined by our good friend. I would go so far to say, Drunk, it's been too long. It's been too long since we have been graced.
But you wouldn't go so far to say our best friend.
Say our best friend. He's among our better friends. That's fair, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Guys, motherfucking Jody Bananas is here.
Hey,
Jody.
I'm top six or something, right?
Like, Jody, are you claw dogging it over there?
No, it's Bud Light seltzer, man.
Oh,
and Jody, how come they all have a seltzer now? That now the fucking Coors has a seltzer.
And yeah, I've tried. I've become a seltzer aficionado,
Eddie has
guys.
A seltzer, yeah,
I've tried them all.
What would you... now, Jody. Rank the seltzers.
Our seltzer aficionado.
Which is the best?
Bud Light seltzer is the best.
It's the best. Is there a specific...
They have flavors, though, right?
They do, yeah.
So blackberry or lemonade or...
So I tried the lemonades. They were all pretty bad. Like, they weren't good at all. But the old school, the black cherry is the best flavor. And of the new sampler, the grapefruit and the cranberry are really good.
See, I dig on grapefruit, but I'm still not into the seltzer game yet. I got to be pretty drunk to enjoy myself.
Those fellas that do that New Amsterdam pink lemonade vodka shit?
The Barstool guys.
What they said was, you gotta mix... The pink lemonade vodka with the seltzer. And they said, but don't get pink lemonade seltzer because that's just too much lemonade.
Yeah.
And you know what? They said to do it with strawberry. Didn't like it. And you know what I did like? Fucking pink lemonade.
You like the sour notes, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I got a whole bunch of those, and then I invite friends over so that they'll drink them because it's taking up too much fridge space. Yeah,
Are you violating COVID protocol?
For a non-drinking-ass motherfucker, too much of my fridge is dedicated to alcoholic beverages. It doesn't make sense because what I do is I purchase like a sixer, and I drink like one or two, and then I'm like, yeah, okay, I tried it.
You know what I've been doing lately is getting 40s and just doing root beer barrels.
40s are great, man. Well, I don't know how much you drink. I'm kind of a lightweight. I smoke more weed than anything, so it still has the effect. I can drink like four beers.
Well, I generally stick to the vodka and then just shots, Rumble Mints, Fireballs.
God damn, drunk. You're a grown man. You still drink shots.
Barrels. Fuck yeah. No Jägermeister.
It seems like a lot.
I stopped Jägermeister when I was 19.
Mike, you take shots? Are you a shots guy?
No, I mean, like, if I feel like a proper beverage, and I'll just, you know, put a little in a glass.
Yeah, but let's just say you're out with the boys, and the boys bought a round of bombs.
If I go out with the boys,
I don't go out with boys anymore. That's the problem. Okay, I got beer. It's a totally different game.
But no, somebody buys a round of shots, you're out?
Nah, I'm not drinking shots.
No, I'll take a shot. That's fine. It's just it's not my idea. And typically, if I'm driving or if I got something else, I'll just pass on it because liquor sits heavy on my gut, dude.
If I went down there, we went out for a night, and I said, Jody B, round of green teas on me, you'd be like, nah, I'm no thank you.
I probably try that because I don't know what it is. Like, I'll try anything once, but it's the thing. Like, I had gin. We did a tour the other day, and they gave us, like, it's $15, and you take a 30-minute tour of this distillery, and at the end, they give you, like, 9 shots of booze.
Hell yeah.
Guys, that's coming up after the break, we're going to be talking to Brandon from the Shitty Song of the Week podcast, because it is podcast month.
Do we get to rate a shitty song?
I mean, if you want to. You want to just tell him a song that you think is shitty? Be thinking about it, drunk.
Yeah, Fish is a great guy, man. I love that show. I do it all the time.
Yeah, it'd be thinking about it just to be like, hey, I got a song that is shitty.
Isn't that kind of subjective?
Drunk, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard a man play a guitar made from a human skeleton?
Can't say I have.
Well, you're about to, buddy. I got this. Jody.
I have, no.
Jody, this is going to be an experience for you. This is a guitar made from a human man's skeleton. I mean, is it great guitar playing? Maybe not. But it is made from human skeleton drum. I want to cut it off and talk about it, but I feel like I need to give it some respect.
I'm trying to put my finger on the song. I can take off.
But all right, so
I assumed it was going to be more of an acoustic feel, not an electric feel.
No, he hooked wires up to it.
Yeah, it'd have to be, though, because it's not really hollow. So that's what I was going to say, is the sound resonating from that. I mean, it's electrical, so obviously it's just a guitar built into a skeleton bones, I guess.
So
it's not necessarily a bone guitar.
Cremation is illegal in Greece.
Crazy.
And so this guy's Uncle Phil died. And Uncle Phil, he died real young in a car accident. And what he said is, guys, donate my bones to a school. You know how schools have that skeleton hanging up, yep, and they like point to shit and saying, this is where this goes, this
They're
is where this goes.
Fake, but okay.
This one was not fake drunk. This one was real because they got all these bodies hanging around. They don't know what to do with them.
In Greece.
So Uncle Phil hung in like a science lab for like 20 years.
Huh.
He was just there. And like after the 20 years, they called the family and they're like, hey, man, we don't want this anymore. You want to like come pick it up and bury it or do whatever it is you do?
Yeah, my mom said she wanted her body donated to science, and I got to talk her off that ledge.
Yeah, because then like,
they literally can do anything with you.
That's weird.
Well, she
already had my baby.
She has this like, she already knows that she's going to have dementia and probably Alzheimer's just because it runs in the family or whatever.
So she wants them to study her brain?
Right. And, like, you just can't guarantee that that's what's going to happen.
Well, if you just give them the head.
In a bag? Yeah. Like, you just bring that separate or something?
Yeah.
What's in the box?
You decapitate your mom drunk. You bury the rest, and you just give them the head. And then what else are they going to do? They study the brain because that's what they got. Are you worried they're going to fuck it?
But like sometimes like they'll take those bodies and like, you know, put them in like fucking boats and explode the boat and see what happens to the human body and shit. You know what I'm saying?
They do boat explosion experiments?
Yeah, they do all kinds of crazy shit, dude.
Jody, you're a college educated man, right? Did you do any boat explosion experiments?
Not with dead bodies, you know, like that's seems like an extra step that I always tried to stay away from.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean, you could just explode the boat.
Not once. Yeah, you can blow a boat up, but just not with dead bodies on it. That's not a thing ever.
It happens. Crazy. Trust me.
I'm going to Google it right now.
What's the craziest thing that they do with your cadaver bodies? Do they blow them up on boats, Jody? Yeah, look that up.
That's pretty good.
Jody, so this guy, he has this skeleton laying around, and he decides, you know what I'm going to do with fucking Uncle Phil?
Make a guitar.
I'm going to take his fucking torso and make the baddest ass guitar you've ever seen.
So the man's Greek.
He's a Greek man, yes.
The man who made the guitar is Greek. I wish
I could see a picture of this thing, because I guess I'm not really seeing like what it is.
So if he was Southern, do you think he'd make it into a banjo?
I don't know. I guess an electric guitar is really all you could do with it. I guess you could like maybe play
you
like
a... You could make an electric banjo, right?
Maybe like a xylophone type thing.
Jody, you're from the South. They make electric banjos, right?
I think so. I'm just... Who the fuck... Like, is this, Jack White is like the only person I could think that would be like, I'm going to make a guitar out of this. Like, Jody, this doesn't strike me as something he would do.
I'll tell you what. You know who would probably make some really good musical instruments out of Drunk's dead mom? Is the Blue who? Man Group. They could make all kinds of good shit out of Drunk's dead mom. I mean, they could make like little xylophones out of her ribs.
Up, Mike. It's fucked up.
It's pretty good. They might mic differently. They get in there with a little thing, and it'd be like doo 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 doo.
I bet that would sound great. And see, it would be interesting too, because it, you know, like people paid to go to the Science Center and see the those
fucking snare out of her pelvis and shit.
All those dead people without skin, like it was like, hey, you want to look at their
oh
lungs?
Like when they do it at the Science Center, like the
that would creep me out. I think they just they throw a whole bunch of lacquer on them so that they
right,
stay.
I think those are actual people, right?
Yeah, it's sure. Actual fucking yeah. People. That's what you're worried about, is that she'll end up at the goddamn Science Center.
Just like meat tits, no skin, just hanging there at your mom. That would be disrespectful.
Now Drunk, your dead mom is in the Science Center exhibit, and people pay an exorbitant price to go see those dead
bodies. Yeah, those are, at least here in St. Louis, it's like $30.
Do you get some kind of commission? Do you get any money from it?
Ooh. How would you even know? That I guess, does she have a tattoo or something? Like, how would you
well,
know
they take the skin off,
well,
usually.
Drunk, I think you would know. Don't you think, Jody, if your mom was hanging there and...
No, they don't tell... Whenever you donate the body, it's gone. They don't tell you what they do.
No, but when you went...
But I'm saying, if you saw your mom with no skin, I'd say it's a pretty fair assumption. You probably might not pick the right person just right off the bat, right?
I don't
skin
think I, yeah.
Drunk, they took my skin off. You'd be able to pick me out of a lineup, wouldn't you? I mean, I still have my essence, especially your mom. You'd know your mom, especially if you know you donated it to these pricks.
My mom is short and kind of pudgy. Like, it would have to be an Oompa Loompa with no skin, and I'd be like, what the fuck? Make like, some phone calls.
I wanted a college person to blow me up on a boat. I didn't want to be, like, an art project in this production.
Right.
Or maybe it's, like, science for the whole world.
Could be anything, man. It literally could be anything.
Jody, let me ask
you. Go ahead, sir.
Yesterday, you sent me a cryptic text message.
Sure.
Aren't all his, like,
oh.
quotes and Twitter ramblings and...
Yeah. No, he sent a direct message to me that said, like, people are stupid, LOL. I got a story for you, ... It was something like that. I'm paraphrasing you, Jody.
No, I almost forgot, and thank you for reminding me, man. This is a dramatic situation that unfolded in my family household area, and I would love to share it with you if you want to hear some crazy shit.
Family household area?
It's at the business that my wife operates. She's a manager of a pharmacy that my father-in-law owns and operates.
So like a mom and pop Walgreens kind of deal.
Drunk, let me explain this to some people if they're not doing the family thing right. So Jody's wife,
correct,
works at a pharmacy
with his father-in-law,
with her dad.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Got it. So long story short, they
no,
hired
no,
a,
no. Long story long, Jody.
Okay, here, check this out. So with all the COVID stuff that's happened and the shots and all the vaccines, like they're pretty much doing those, you know, a few days a week, and they've had to take on extra help. So after the first of the year, they hired a new technician. Let's call her Jenny. Okay. Can we call her Jenny? That's pretty easy to follow.
Call her Jenny. Sounds good.
Jody, is her real name Jenny?
It's close, but that's not it. No.
Is it Janice?
It's not.
Jessica?
I'm not going to say her real name. That's why we say Jenny.
Okay.
Let's just say Jenny.
Yeah. But Jenny's not her real name.
No.
Okay.
This is a hypothetical Jenny we're speaking of.
So it's not even the real Jenny.
Jenny. So she comes in and she's qualified. She's certified. it's great. Like, it's kind of weird that she just kind of fell into my wife's lap and she hires her. And so now we have an extra person there.
She went to school to be a farm tech.
No, but she's been working at a pharmacy and she's trained and experienced.
Fair enough. Okay.
That's good. That's
she
a good
thing.
She can
run the cash and register.
Right. Well, that's how most people start, but you need somebody who can actually do prescriptions and count pills and stuff. Like, that's handy because most people don't have that. You have to train them. Jenny turns out to be a sweet girl, I guess. She's a little slower than most, but she's getting it figured out. And like 2 weeks after she's worked there, she gets a phone call. Her grandma died.
Oh, no.
Terrible, right?
What's her grandma's name?
I don't know her grandma's
name. We'll just call her Dolores.
Okay, Dolores dies.
Anyone. Grandma Dot. Can we say Dorothy Grandma Dot?
Yep, Grandma Dot.
So Grandma Dot, she gets a phone call at work that Grandma Dot has passed away. And she's hysterical, crying and making a show out of it. And my wife was upset. She was like, damn, that sucks, you know? Like, that's, you know, obviously they're close and... Any hoodles. Oh, I forgot a little portion thing. She came to get her COVID shot, and then she died 5 days later.
Ooh. Oh, Dot did.
Grandma Dot died.
Yeah. She went to that pharmacy to get her COVID shot.
Correct.
And did Jenny administer Dot's COVID shot?
No, a pharmacist has to do that. Oh, okay. But so they've seen her, Grandma Dot, in the flesh.
Your wife did.
Yeah, because she came in to get her shot. Right. So they know who she is, what she looks like, and they're like, damn, that really sucks.
Drunk. I'm going to guess it's fake grandma. Is that where this is going, Jody? Grandma?
I'm guessing fake death.
Well, you want me to just wrap it up?
No. I just wanted to guess how it ended, Jody. I'm in suspense here. This is good.
I know. Okay, so check it out. So Grandma Dot passes away. Okay. And Jenny is new, so, you know, we're kind of filling her out still. She says, hey, we've got funeral stuff. This is like a Wednesday. So she goes home Wednesday.
Last Wednesday.
No, this is.
Oh, this has been going on a while.
It's like a month ago. She started working there right when they started doing COVID shots. So first week of January, maybe.
Okay. So grandma is elderly.
Yes. This lady works at the pharmacy that she has a grandma come and get a COVID shot.
Jenny's what, mid-30s?
Yeah, early 30s.
Okay. Jody. Is Jenny attractive?
I've never met her.
Oh, okay.
So, but she seems to be a good, hard worker person.
So probably not.
I don't know. Yeah, probably not. Okay. So here's where it gets fishy. She says, hey, I'm going to need to go take care of funeral stuff. Obviously this, that, and the other. My wife says, fine, take all the time you need, thinking that it's going to be Thursday, Friday, you know, like it's Wednesday. So take the rest of the week off, handle your shit. She ends up taking the whole next week off, like asking, hey, I'm going to take the week off. I got some stuff I've got to sort out with all this and paperwork and whatnot.
So is Jenny Dot's primary caregiver?
I think something along those lines.
Drunk. I'm going to guess again. Jody's wife saw dead Grandma Dot at Walmart.
Well, no? I mean, Walmart's the big place in town, so.
Okay. So? We got bigger places. Fuck you, dude. We got Walmarts all over. I got like 5 Walmarts in my vicinity.
Braggart.
She goes a whole week and doesn't come to work. Like, pretty much no call, no show. She's just like, I guess I'll come back when I get it figured out. My wife isn't even sure she's coming back. So then the following week goes, and then that following Sunday. So this is, about a week and 3 days.
10 days.
Okay.
Miss work. Okay. Stores open 7 days a week, or you guys closed on Sunday?
Closed on Sunday, 6 days. But that's the thing is she didn't get paid. So it's not like she had, you know, she just got hired. So
right.
She
got shit to do.
Grievance pay. So my wife was like, okay, I guess just take care of what you got to do and I'll see you when you get back.
Right.
I guess. She comes back to work. Everything's fine. But she did say that after the grandma died, she had made her like the executor of this estate. And that now like all these aunts and uncles and people were coming at her like for money and all, you know, the usual business. We just dealt with it a couple years ago. Like, it sucks.
Yeah, it happens.
So she's talking about annuities and payments and, you know, fucking bill collectors, just giving my wife the rundown. And she's telling me every night when she comes home, she's like, God damn, man, she's fucking having to deal with all this shit. And now the family's being dicks. So yesterday, some lady calls the pharmacy and says she needs to schedule Grandma Dot's second COVID shot.
What?
So,
but Jody, Grandma Dot's dead.
Grandma Dot's dead, right?
Are they stealing her second shot?
So my wife recognizes the name, and she goes to Jenny and she says, "Hey, this lady just called and said trying to get a shot for your Grandma Dot. Like, what the fuck?" And she goes, "Yeah, that's my aunt. Holy shit. I don't know what's going on." They've been told that people are going to try to scam them for shots. Like, that's a thing that's happening, like, in the world right now.
Really?
People are trying to get in. Mm-hmm.
I thought nobody wanted it.
Well, it's not that they want it. It's hard to get. Like, they're rationing out the doses.
The people that do want it are, it's not easy to get unless you're old, basically. So.
Yeah.
Wife has a list of 700 people. So that's where they're at with it. And just every week they're knocking out, you know.
Oh, there's like a waiting list?
They have to stop. It got to be too much.
Especially anyway. Where we live, there's a huge waiting list.
So Jody, who came to get Grandma Jot's shot?
So does that come in yesterday?
So here's what happens. So she goes to Jenny and she says, "I don't know what's going on, but I think your aunt is up to some shit. You know, like, I don't know." And she's like, I don't know either. I'm going to call her and find out." My wife leaves the pharmacy to do a delivery. So Jenny's there calling the aunt. Uh-huh. And then she leaves. Like, she has a very animated conversation. And then she leaves. Okay.
Jenny left.
She was like, "I got
to
go home."
Was Jenny supposed to leave?
Man, I would so love
Man,
to be
Jenny's
a
taking so much
employee.
Goddamn time off drunk. We're not going to be able to deal
trust
with this.
Trust me, I work in corporate America. I know how hard it is to fire somebody.
she claims that, I guess, the aunt is trying to do some foul shit, and she's fixing to go and try to straighten that out. That's what she's claiming.
Okay.
So, okay, fine. Like, I'm sorry your aunt's being a dick. So the aunt calls back, talks to my father-in-law, and says, you know, same thing. I'm trying to get the COVID shot. Da-da-da-da. And he goes, "Okay, do me a favor. Bring her in and bring two forms of ID, please."
So the father-in-law's in on this too? He knows what's going on?
Yeah, he's been there for the whole thing. Like, okay. He's heard the scuttlebutt with everything going on, and he's just like,
he does own the pharmacy, right?
Yeah.
So he should know what's going on.
Captain's chair, like Jean-Luc Picard. He sits right there in the front and fucking sees everything. So he says, okay, no, because at this point, it's like you're either going to catch him in a lie or you're going to find out what's going on. And he says, "That's fine. Just come on down, I guess, and we'll get it worked out. And make sure and bring ID. We got to have it for photocopies," because they do. They got to make your driver's license and stuff.
Huh.
So that's the last I heard of it. And then I get home and my wife calls me and she goes, "Man, crazy." And I go, "What?" She goes, "Grandma Dot's not dead."
Grandma and I go, "Dot's alive, Jody?"
I said, "You mean like she's had cancer or whatever and was sick and she's just not dead yet, or like what?" And she goes, "No, she's standing in the lobby right now."
So
turns out Jenny
is a pathological liar.
Turns out.
Try that word again, drunk.
Jenny, pathological.
No, Jenny, you did fine.
Is a pathological liar.
There you go. You nailed it the second time.
Yeah.
I'll edit that first one out. I want you to sound
good.
What
did I say the first time? Pathological.
Okay. No, so it just sucks because, like, my father-in-law has to walk back a COVID death now, basically. Or not a COVID, but I'm saying she got the shot and then died, and then he got told that. So then he had to call and say, "Oh, hey, by the way, this is a statistic y'all might know about." And now he has to walk that back. So that's pretty fun. You got to call the CDC and, you know, all that good shit. It's rough, man. And it's come to find out Jenny has not answered a call since. My wife tried to call, got no response, and then she just sent a text message.
What if Jenny was a ghost?
What if Jenny never existed?
Yeah, what if Jenny didn't actually exist? And, like, this whole thing was a figment of your wife's imagination. What if your wife was beautiful minding Jenny?
It's so crazy. And that's why when she told me that Grandma Dot is alive and well and standing in the lobby right now, like, I just said, what the fuck is happening? Like, I thought everything was okay.
So this is Fayetteville?
No, this is Little Rock, like in the middle of the state.
Jody, are we really fun to tell stories to?
I love telling stories. If anybody will listen, I hope that was fun. I tried to do the short version.
All right, Jody, Mike's going to tell us what we're going to do.
We're going to take a break. When you come back, we're going to talk to Brandon from the Shitty Song of the Week. looking forward to it.
Okay.
Honestly, all's well that ends well. Grandma Dot's fine.
Hey, you know, somebody didn't die, so that's the good story.
Good news. We're uplifting, is what we are.
Yeah, we're hiring, by the way, guys.
WFOP! Oh my God! Is that person only wearing one mask?
Excuse me, Mr. Nazi. You're wearing only one mask. That's only 25% efficacy. The number of masks is equivalent to your amount of caring. If you don't care, maybe stay your ass at home.
Pardon me, I couldn't help but overhear. Did you say there was someone only wearing one mask? Where's the manager in this place?
I have no idea. Oh, wait, here's one of those intercom systems. Manager to the cereal aisle. Repeat, manager to the cereal aisle.
I'm the manager. How can I help you?
Yeah, this maniac is in here with just a single mask on. Isn't your policy that all customers wear a minimum of three masks?
Of course. It's apparent we need to beat this guy to death.
Now, Virginia Tech researchers found that doubling up these cloth masks increases the efficacy from 50 to 75%. A three-layer mask could block up to 90% of the particles. And if you're layering your mask, the disposable surgical mask goes on first, and then the tight-fitting fabric mask goes right over the top.
So put that mask on your face, everybody, then another one just in case, everybody, we ask. You put a mask on your mask.
You're listening to strangelabel.com. Viva La Label.
Having trouble deciding what products to buy because you don't want to support a business owner who doesn't agree with you politically? That's why I created the new Bilateral Pillow. We divide our workforce into two separate buildings, making it easy to tell which pillows were stuffed by like-minded allies.
Look, it says it right there on the box.
And me? Don't worry about me. I believe in nothing. The Bilateral Pillow. Don't lose any sleep over it.
What a beautiful boy.
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. It is podcast month, Drunk, and we are joined by a special guest. Brandon from the Shitty Song of the Week podcast is here. Brandon, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Brandon, first and foremost, you're not a bird, man.
You're not a bird, man.
That's what I've been told.
Brandon. This is a good song, Brandon.
It's not. It's not.
I love this song. Are you kidding me?
It's that background thing, man. It's funny. He broke my heart because I never really noticed until he said it. And I heard it just then. I was vibing. But then when I stopped listening and I heard that fucking sound, I kind of go, yeah, I forgot.
I guess I kind of wonder, like, how many of the songs just got me at an age where my mind was pliable that wouldn't fly now. Brandon, have you found in doing this program that there's songs that you thought you liked that people have convinced you otherwise?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's tons of stuff. And look, I fall prey to it just like everybody else does, you know. If you listen to a song long enough, eventually your mind's just going to convince you that it's good because you've heard it so many damn times. You're just conditioned that way. So, yeah, there have been plenty of songs that have come onto the show where I was like, you're wrong. This is a good song. And then when you actually break it down after, like, in, like, 5 to 15 second increments, you realize, wow, this thing is a piece of shit.
Yeah. And that's interesting, is that I guess with repetition, people can actually make hits, probably. Like I could just play you the same thing every day for a week, and then on the eighth day, you'll say, hey, how come I haven't heard that song yet?
Well, I mean, that's what's been going on terrestrial radio for the last 30-something years or so. So,
for sure.
Well, that's actually interesting, because did you guys hear about the Morgan Wallen thing? I don't know what a Morgan Wallen is, but I heard that he's popular with the country western folks. He wears a lot of sleeveless shirts, Jody, mm-hmm. And he has a mullet.
For sure.
Do you like Morgan Wallen? You seem like you'd like Morgan Wallen.
I kind of take offense to that, but I appreciate you.
Is that offensive, Jody, to say you look like the type of guy who would like Morgan Wallen?
Probably. I don't find that to be very enjoyable music. I think it's very Stockholm Syndrome-esque, like what he said. It's repetition, and they kind of beat it into you. I make fun of the popular song of his, and I tweeted it out the other day.
Jody, can you sing us a little bit of Morgan Wallen's popular song? Maybe I do know it.
I'm gonna need some whiskey glasses. I don't want to see the truth. He's probably making out on a couch right now with someone new.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like all of them, really.
Yeah, it's so generic.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like every country song I've ever heard, Jody.
So what I do is the reverse kids bop that shit, and especially now, considering what he said, I go, I'm going to need some whiskey glasses. I don't want to see the truth. She's probably getting railed on a couch right now by some black dude.
So Morgan Wallen, they have this. Did you see the video, Jody? They have a video of him. Well, he got in trouble a while ago
or something. That's a dumb question.
He was partying without a mask on, and he got kicked off Saturday Night Live. But then they got over that. And keep in mind,
oh, he was that guy.
They've been blasting this guy for like a long time. He's very popular. Drunk.
That song in particular plays at least 2 to 3 times in an hour for sure, because I've driven that far and I hear it on like popular country stations.
So 100%. TMZ has this video, and first of all, the video, he's like a mile away and it's mic'd perfectly. I have no idea how this video exists, because you can't tell it's him, but they say it's him, and I guess he didn't say no it was. I mean, he could very easily just say, yeah, that's not me.
Maybe it's one of those satellite mics, Mike, you know?
A satellite mic?
A boom mic?
A mic? It's one with, like, you know, like the CIA mics. It's got like a dish with a pointy thing on it, and you can point it and actually hear like stuff that's going on.
You're talking about a shotgun mic.
Shotgun mic, which is ironic. Mic. I should have known that.
Huh? Well, guys, this is the clip, and I'll give you a trigger warning. It's beeped, but he does.
Okay.
Morgan Wallen, he says the N-word.
Actually, hey, y'all two. Hey, take care of this pussy ass motherfucker.
Oh, fuck. Hey, Gracie, take care of this pussy ass. So, all of the radio stations and all of the streaming services removed him from their playlists. They've been pushing him, and they just said, dude, no, they have video of him saying the N-word, or we got to take him off. But the shocking thing happened this weekend, Jody. They announced that Morgan Wallen's album sales went up.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Is this the same guy that said that he couldn't win any like country music awards this year or something?
Oh, did they? take him out of eligibility
I
for
think
those?
So.
I bet all of the country western people have said the N-word. Or most of them.
Yeah, once or twice. I bet Natalie Maines has let it rip once or twice. McIntyre probably says it in traffic. I guess.
Jody, I'll get back to Morgan Wallen, but you said Natalie Maines, and it reminded me. I follow a Reddit group that just posts when vinyl records go on sale.
Sure.
And people were freaking out this week because Target was having a big clearance. They were getting rid of a lot of their vinyl records. And Ooh. So I was like, oh, my God, I got to go to Target and get some of these vinyl records that are on heavy clearance. And I went to several. And there was one constant, the Dixie Chicks, the Chicks, their vinyl record was still left at all of them. That was the clearance one that nobody, like, no thanks.
Damn. Was it Wide Open Spaces at least?
No, I think it's the new one where they changed their name to the Chicks.
Yeah, it's the new one that they're the Chicks. No, maybe people didn't even know who they were. Maybe they didn't get the memo. But anyway, so Morgan Wallen.
Well, even if they did, that whole album's fucking terrible.
Yeah, it can't be good.
Like you said, Jody, Morgan Wallen has been played nonstop. He's a country sensation. They play him every hour on the hour. And so people who are used to hearing that song, all of a sudden, where did that song go? We were listening to it on the radio a lot. So what do? They go find it because they want to hear it, because it was popular. So that's why his streams are up. That's why his album sales are up.
Well, no, hold on now. Like, can I just argue the point that maybe it's exactly what just happened here, where you asked me because you had no idea, and that's honestly the only song I know of his, but people would go, oh, you know, Morgan Wallen. It's like, I don't know that guy. And you go, well, look, and you bring up your Amazon Music or whatever, and you go, the guy that sings this fucking song. And then that's a play, right?
Oh, so it is like the even bad publicity is good publicity thing?
It's just his name being ran through Spotify to go like, oh, you don't know the guy that sings this fucking song, right. And then they play it.
Hey, some guy we've never heard of said the N-word. We better find his music and see if we like it or not so that we can be mad at it.
And surprise, he's a country musician. So, I mean, of course.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. I don't even think he said the hard R. I'm pretty sure that was an A.
Well, I don't know. It's beeped. I guess we'll never know. He might have said napper.
In context, I feel like it was an A, because I don't know if you put pussy ass in front of that unless you're talking about like your buddy who's throwing up out of the back of a pickup truck or something. You know, hey, you fucking take care. Yeah, I don't know.
Brandon, let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard a man play a guitar made out of a human skeleton?
Not until I listened to the earlier part here when you played it.
Yeah, he said, "Don't play it again, motherfucker."
Is that what he said?
No, I don't know. I want to say the whole thing's bullshit because the whole process of getting human bones in your possession, let alone like an entire skeleton, seems a little far fetched to me.
Brandon, there's pictures. There's extensive pictures. The clip that I played you is a video.
Okay, so
homeboy's playing a goddamn guitar made out of his uncle's skeleton.
Well, how do you fuse the spine together to be strong enough to hold the tension of the strings? Like, I mean, you're talking like some serial killer level taxidermy going on just to support the tension.
Yeah. Well, it probably had a rod put in it or something just because it was already donated. But that's the point, is like, I feel like there's something more you could have done with that than just making like a simple guitar out of it. Like, it could have been something. There's a whole bunch of bones in the body.
If you're not a black metal musician, what are you doing with a human skeleton guitar? Really?
That's true, too. That really has no place. Willie Nelson's not going to play that, I think, is his point.
Like, what's his name? Like, Morgan Wallen's not going to walk up on stage with that fucking guitar?
I'll tell you what, Morgan Wallen would be back in my good graces if he did.
Maybe they want.
There's no argument.
He wants to donate to like Gore or something.
I feel like George Strait could play a human skeleton guitar and get away with it. He'd be fine. He could probably say the N-word and nobody would care. There's certain people.
Because they'd be like, yeah, George Strait, duh.
Yeah, for sure.
You think he'd still get country music awards?
Oh, yeah. Alan Jackson probably the same way. Of course Alan Jackson says that word.
Years, so he's probably not even worried about it. He's got money.
Brandon, the thing that you sent me, is that your pick of the week? Or are we supposed to talk about that? Or
No. My pick of the week is entirely different from what I showed you.
Brandon.
I got time, guys. This is my only hanging out for the week. It's COVID, you know?
Jody, Brandon sent me a video earlier. It's like a Danish television program. It's not in English, and so I had to kind of guess what was going on, but
sure.
it's like claymation, and I think the gentleman's name is John Dillaman, the protagonist.
Was it a Klorna ad?
Yeah, the name of the show is John Dillaman, and it's a claymation show similar to the style of like Robot Chicken and whatnot.
Oh.
It's a children's show, so keep that in mind. It's aimed to children.
Now, is that true, Brandon? Is that actually true that it's aimed at children?
100%.
Because the John Dillerman, Jody.
I've heard about this.
John
okay,
Dillerman, yeah. His penis. it has it gets really long, like a octopus's arm.
It's like a comical penis. That's his shtick.
It like performs tricks. Like at the beginning, the penis,
like the Clayman's penis.
The Clayman has like this big, long, like octopus arm penis.
Like a magical dick.
And I pulled a clip, drunk. The climax of this episode. John Dillerman. I think some dogs get loose and all of his, and I'm granted this is not in English. And so,
all right, let's hear it.
What happens is
with his dick. That'd be cool.
Well,
John Dillerman's neighbors all come to him and say, John Dillerman, we have a problem. All of our dogs have gotten loose.
Did he read the subtitles or something?
There's no subtitles.
Well, how do you know this?
Well, I mean,
going off context,
body language, drunk.
Visual aids. Okay.
John Dillerman is on the back of like a flatbed truck, and his long octopus dick is flailing in the air, and it's got a squeaky toy on the end that his penis is squeezing and making like a squeaky noise, and all of the dogs are chasing the flatbed truck, and so he tempts them with his penis.
Are we sure it's his penis?
Can I ask a question?
Brandon, is there any way it's something different? Does he have a pet snake that maybe they say in Danish, like, this is his pet snake that like wears pajamas the same color as his pants?
There are so far there are 15 episodes of this show, and they're not much longer than the one I've sent you, like 5 minutes or so. And all the research that I've done on this show, this is his dick. And this whole show is essentially what it would be like if Curious George's giant cock got him into all sorts of misadventures.
So
this is the clip, Drug. This is John Dillerman catching all the dogs with his big dick. By the way, that's the sound his penis makes.
Okay.
Så fik han fat i alle hundene igen, selvom det gjorde lidt ondt.
Well, all the neighbors are like, thanks for getting our dogs, John Dillerman.
So what we're saying is John Dillerman uses a lot of toothpaste.
He rubs that on his glands penis.
It's a good callback, Drunk.
It's pretty good. Did he tell you the story that I said after that? After I heard the episode?
What's that?
When I whacked off with Listerine toothpaste, I told you it's actually a bad idea. It's a really bad idea. So don't do that.
You tried using it as a lubrication?
Did you find you a new toothpaste yet?
I got like a charcoal stuff. I don't really like it. It doesn't have much flavor.
Yeah, I told you. I got that Aquafresh foam and stuff.
I looked for it. I couldn't find it. Brandon, what kind of toothpaste do you use?
Whatever the wife buys. I'm not too picky about it.
Just puts it in his mouth.
You just use whatever's there? Does she stick to the same brand or does she experiment?
Every now and again we try something different, I suppose. I never pay too much attention to it.
You're just brushing your teeth.
That's it.
Drunk, he buys like special Foman stuff, but I've looked at several stores. I can't find it. So I don't know where Drunk is buying his dental products, but.
Hey, I don't blame him. Look, dude, my teeth are fucked, and I've said it before. I'll say it again. I would rather give birth through my dick hole now than experience any more tooth pain ever again.
For sure.
Yeah, it's bad news, the tooth pain.
Yeah.
It's not great. You just got to block it out.
Mind never matter, baby. You don't mind, it don't matter.
That's it.
Drunk is a fucking savage. I've been shot in the face, and I've had like teeth break in half, and I will tell you, as I talk to you right now, getting the teeth pain is way worse. Like, it's not even comparable.
Then getting shot in the face?
Yeah, you don't really feel that. You get lucky on that. I'm saying with teeth pain, it's like somebody's taking a cold screwdriver and hitting a hammer, hammering it into the underside of your fucking head.
Oh, I know what teeth pain feels like. I've lost plenty of teeth.
It's the worst. And, you know, I'm not telling you. I'm telling all the listeners out there. Like, if you haven't experienced that kind where it's cold and you have to breathe and it literally just feels like fucking acid pouring into the fucking hole in your tooth, like, it sucks.
Did you lose some teeth when you got shot in the face, Jody?
Just one.
One tooth?
Yeah, wisdom tooth. The whole thing, too.
Wow, that's actually kind of doing you a favor in a way.
Right?
Then I think they took it out just because they were like, we're in the neighborhood and we saw it was all fucked. So,
did you have to get the other ones out or do you still have them?
No, eventually. It's one of the only memories because I woke up from like a morphine coma there for a moment. And my grandma, whom I didn't really care for that much. It was just a weird like visual that I have. I woke up from a little morphine nap and she had one of those, you know, those cups they give you to pee in, like when you go to take a piss test.
Yep.
She shook it and she goes, you know what that is? And I was like, she goes, that was your wisdom tooth. And it was like the whole thing, like with the roots and everything. Like, they've got the whole fucking thing.
Long as fuck too, wasn't it?
It was. It was the tooth and the roots back in the back.
And they let you, did they let you keep it?
I did, but I don't have it anymore. Why would I have a tooth? That's a weird thing to keep.
So Travis can sell it on eBay?
Yes. To some asshole that want to make a fucking guitar out of it?
Well, you can get a pick out of that.
Maybe.
That's always something that I ask people, and nobody's ever... I guess you can't keep it. They won't let you keep it. It is yours, though. Like if you get your tires replaced or something, they give you back the tire if you want it, right?
For sure. They have to pay money for that. They'd rather you take it home with you.
The tire or like a piece of your body? Something cut out of me.
You are, I do believe you actually are able to get, like, bring your body parts back with you. Like, I've seen a whole documentary on it. Dude lost his leg and they some dude found it in a storage unit, a barbecue grill and shit. And yeah, you can. They give it back to you, and then you're responsible for stripping all the flesh and everything off of it, and then you just left with the bones. But
I think they just threw my finger in a trash can.
Oh, that's bullshit, Jody. You should have asked for it. I guess you weren't in a position to ask for it back.
Jody, you only got 9 fingers?
Yeah, I only got 9.
Man.
Well, real question is, what would you have done with the finger?
That's a really good question, actually. I always think it's funny now. Like, what would I do if I could get like a prosthetic finger or something? That'd be kind of weird just to have one rando finger.
I mean, I have all my old baseball trophies. I mean, if like I had a finger, I'd probably just put it with those.
Put it with your Funko Pops.
Right.
Oh, so you wouldn't make it something useful, like a keychain or something?
No,
like
I'd display it.
When you're nervous, you sit there and rub your fucking finger.
But yeah, like, I mean, if you get like a surgery, like a cancer or something, and they cut it out of you, can you
I'd use it to hack his iPhone personally. So,
oh,
that is pretty good. I can't, dude. So it was almost completely severed. So that's why I got so pissed. I was like, you couldn't have thrown that in some water? Because that would have been fun just to show a couple people. I don't know what I would have done with it eventually. I probably would have just froze it. Kept
Jody,
in the deep freeze or something.
You have the plausible deniability to commit a murder. I think Drunk just gave me an idea for like a great detective series.
Oh, new Detective Napier.
Okay,
coming around the block.
So Jody,
don't blow the prestige,
is accused of murder, and he says, "But I only have 9 fingers." A long time ago, doctor threw one in the trash, and that was the finger that the real killer used to frame him.
It's actually not bad.
I'd watch it.
I don't think I would have had my fingerprints before that. Yeah, like that would have to have been in a database somewhere. Like, how would you know that's my finger if it wasn't attached to me? Like when I had gotten
Do your fingers not match?
What?
I mean, like if you have my pointer finger, can you tell if I use my middle finger is not the same?
Well, I guess if you had like the meat, what I'm saying is like if you just had my finger years later, like you froze it, like I said, 10 years later. Like, how do you know that that fingerprint belongs to me if that fingerprint's never been associated to me in real life? Like, it wouldn't be anybody's finger. It'd be a mystery finger.
They look pretty similar.
A mystery.
It's literally not attached to me.
Brandon, are you a CSI man? So is my pointer finger and my middle finger, are those two different fingerprints?
I think you have, and look, don't quote me on this, but I feel like they're all the same fingerprints. My issue with that is that, like, okay, so you remove the finger and you preserve it somehow. You're going to have to preserve it perfectly so that if, you know, you're trying to plant these prints on, it's the fingerprints not warped in any way, shape, or form from your preserving. Your goddamn
fingerprints aren't the same, you dickhead.
They're not.
Look at your hand right now. No, they're not. They're all different. Every fingerprint is a little bit different.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody's fingerprints are different, but are my fingerprints the same on all fingers?
No, every fingerprint is a little bit different.
So, I'm not a forensic anthropologist, man. What the fuck do I know?
Dude, turn on a flashlight and look at your goddamn fingertip right now. Like, they don't look the same. Look at your finger versus your thumb. Like, that's a completely different pattern. What are you talking about?
So my detective story will only work for, like, really dumb people like me, is what you're saying, Jody.
I bought into it. Don't feel bad.
I'm sorry. Well,
Jody, you're a fucking pisser.
I've been watching a lot of Discovery Plus lately. Like, maybe that's it. Like,
is it amazing? All these
music shows. It's like, that can't possibly happen. It's only
$5. I'm totally
okay. Drunk. It. The murder and the missing finger happened on the same night.
Solved it.
I'm on your side. We'll workshop it.
Yeah, we just got to work out the details, man. I don't have to be here for that.
It don't have to be Detective Napier. We'll do Detective Drunk. We'll come up with something.
I mean, well, that interrogation is going to be interesting. Like, Jody, so we got your one pointer finger print all over the damn place. What were you pointing at the whole time?
And nothing. Be like, no, somebody cut that off.
Yeah. Who's Napier?
I don't know who that is, Drunk. I don't know what he keeps referencing. Jody, So they cut off the finger.
Yeah. It wasn't much. Like, I probably, if you grabbed it,
then you'd be
an
asshole to accuse a man of cutting off his own finger, which I guess is what you would have to do. You'd have to, like, make the assumption this guy cut off his own finger so that he could get away with this murder.
Right.
And then you'd be like, you victim blaming.
Would you cut off a finger to get away with the murder?
That's a good fucking question, actually.
Well, what finger?
Yeah, that's the point. That's a pretty good question. I'm going to save that one.
Okay, so, Brandon, arguably...
Write that down.
The least important finger is... It's not... You want to say it's the pinky because it's the smallest, it's but it's probably not.
Yeah, I feel like the ring finger is going to be the most useless one of the bunch.
The ring finger?
I
think you're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is attached to your heart, I think, though. And that, like, some cheesy shit they tell you about your wedding ring. It's like, oh, there's a vein and your goddamn finger to your heart.
Oh, isn't that sweet, Jody?
Yeah.
So I guess your ring finger is the hardest one to, like, do stuff on its own with because it's...
Would you go full finger or just, like, to the first nub? Because the first nub wouldn't be that bad.
Okay,
like,
there. Here you go, Jody. Would you rather lose one entire finger or three nubs?
I think I'd rather, because I've experienced one, I think I would rather lose three nubs because it's still there. Like, there's some weird phantom pain shit that happens sometimes. Like, my finger will itch and I can't scratch it, so I'll just rub, like, in between in the thing. You know how hard it is to scratch a fucking finger you don't have? It's excruciating, and Joey's it happens all the time. Like, I'll be sitting in the living room, and my wife will be watching me, and I'll just start. It's right here. I'll start rubbing this spot right here, and she's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "My goddamn finger itches, man."
Is that your dominant hand too?
It is, yeah.
And did it stay your dominant hand, or did you adjust?
I started. I learned how to jerk off left-handed, but I never learned how to write.
In the chat, guest 15939237 says that they'd totally cut their finger off to get away with a murder. I guess if you could pick the... I mean, not just any murder. It'd have to be like a really special one.
A good one. It's worth a finger. I'm telling you, losing a finger fucking blows.
So does it affect the way you throw a football there, guy?
Yeah, I can't. I can... Like a little kid football, I can still rip a spiral, but like a full one, I got to really get a grip on it because, like, my index finger is bent too. So it's crooked.
Yeah.
I can't straighten it out.
Do you whack off with all your hand with all the fingers?
That's me pointing at you. Like, if I was going to be like, you.
So can it go any further in? Or is it just stuck like that?
I can bend it at this knuckle right here.
Huh.
For the audio listeners out there, my right index finger was almost shot off too. So it looks like I'm cocking, like pulling a trigger on a gun when I'm pointing. Like I could point around a corner of a building if I needed to.
Can you grip a baseball with that thing?
No, but I can hold a beer can. That's what I told them. Guys, when I was doing like the rehabilitation and shit, there's all kinds of weird, like for your fingers and feet and shit. Like they have little plastic things with straps that if you have some kind of an occupational injury or your fingers or whatever, they try to train you to like fucking deal with it. So they strapped my finger to this fucking thing and it basically would have my finger straight like this, which seems good in theory, but like there was a couple times where I shut it in fucking car doors and shit. And like I quit wearing the brace because I was like, I would rather my shit be kind of crooked to where I can still use it functionally than to have a fucking stupid ass like booger finger all the time just walking around.
like Bob Dole with his pencil kind of.
So what it was like, look, if you look, it's like, so the finger was straight and then right here at this one, it bent in. So like my finger looked like that because I would strap it to a board. Just like the tip of it would point in. It was really fucking weird. And I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. This is fucked. And I quit wearing the brace.
Drunk, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you have what you would say? It's like a pick of the week, Drunk.
My pick of the week was going to be, today is National Pizza Day.
Is it?
And so you should support your local pizzeria. But judging by the chat, if you're listening to this, it won't be today. But still go support your local pizzeria. So instead, my pick of the week will be the Major Tennis Open Down Under. The Australian Open is going on currently. Go America.
You watch tennis, bro?
I watch every sport, Jody.
He watches all of them, Jody. Tennis is fucking boring.
That's a rough one to sit through.
I beg to differ.
If it was 30 minutes long, I'd probably watch it.
And I tell you what. Tennis is tougher than baseball, man.
I'm not saying it's not. It's tough to watch. Just and like 30 minutes, I could hold in there. I'd be like, that's cool. And she's fucking, and she fucking hit it real hard. Like, I could deal with that, the highlights. But how long is a tennis match? An hour? Isn't it like one round?
Some men's tennis matches can go upwards of 5 hours. So.
Fuck that.
It's like baseball. Don't have a clock. So just whenever the game's over, it's over. So.
I think they should fight at the end of baseball. Like the ninth inning, if nobody's scored, they should just clear the benches and just last man standing. Two wins.
Just take off their shoes and hit people with them?
For sure. Like, it's an all-out fucking brawl. Like, you have to literally hit the bottom of the ninth, and it's just whatever that out that...
Coaches and everything. Like, that way, you can't have an old-ass coach. You got to have a somewhat...
Bench clear. Fucking, I want the towel person, the bat boy, the fucking umpires. Everybody fucking throws down. And whoever's wearing the right color at the end is the supreme victor of that game. And then they meet up and play tomorrow. That's the best part. I bet that season we get a lot fucking shorter.
Guys, my pick of the week is kind of lame, but I went and got one of those Coca-Cola coffees.
Yeah. Did you buy one for me?
Drunk, I'll tell you what. I was getting it as a goof. I was like, hey, this is a stupid thing that exists. And tried it. And it tastes like coffee and Coca-Cola. It's amazing.
They already got you, dude.
It's so stupid, but it's great.
Did you get it like the local gas station or?
No, I got it at Walmart. They had two different flavors. I got both. I'll try the other
one. Is there like a mocha one too?
Well, I got a dark roast today.
And a light roast?
No, and the other one's a caramel. So I'll try that one tomorrow and let you know. Yeah, I don't know either. But I said that about the other one. Drunk and
but
I
you know what?
It.
I will say this. I thought the same thing about the cinnamon Coke. But I thought the cinnamon was going to be like, you know, Fireball cinnamon. But no, it was like Cinnamon Toast Crunch cinnamon. So it was really good.
Yeah. It's stupid. I mean, don't buy it. Don't support it because it's stupid. But I tried it, and it was fun. So, like, if somebody gives you one, drink it. But don't buy it because we shouldn't encourage them because that's stupid.
No, I say buy it. I'm going to go get one.
Steal it.
Encouraged me to buy it.
Steal it from your local grocer. Just stick one in your pocket. They're those little, like, Red Bull cans.
Not your local grocer, your local Walmart.
I mean, you're wearing big coats.
They're going to chase you to the fucking parking lot over that. It's real slow these days.
Yeah. Jody, pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about, Jody?
So every time I do this, I have two, technically. So I'm gonna make this easy. My pick of the week is VR. That's what my combination.
Like virtual reality?
Are. So I watched the show Upload.
Did you get an Oculus?
No. I've tried it. It's just watching shows. So I watched the show Upload on Amazon Prime.
Pretty
and
good.
I thought it was pretty good. I don't know if you guys have explored that or all, but...
Oh, yeah, that show's fun. That was a good show.
It's not a bad show, and yeah. I really enjoyed it, so...
Wasn't it basically that Ted Danson show?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, it was similar. I can see where you'd make that comparison, but no.
Okay.
You just, like, download your consciousness to the internet, and it's like, you know, Verizon runs a plan and policy. It's fun. Like you said, it's just interesting.
Like, if you do that to me, you can use my rib cage to make musical instruments. I'll be fine with it. Like, if I can live on, do whatever you want with my torso.
That's great. Yeah. If I can watch you fucking rip that shit.
Right.
For sure. So that led me to the movie Ready Player One. I've not seen that movie, and I know it's been a minute, so maybe I'm a little late to the party on this one. But I watched Ready Player One, and I've not seen a whole lot of movies in the last few years. I don't really get into the new stuff, but that was a really good movie, man.
Yeah.
For a two-hour show, like, I don't typically do long movies either. I'm real picky about my shit these days, and I really enjoyed that movie.
Jody,
I liked it more than Avatar. I watched both of those this past year, and I like fucking Ready Player One more than Avatar.
I don't want to be that guy because I hate that guy. But I'm going to be that guy anyway.
The book is better.
No.
You fuck.
So here's the thing, Jody. The audiobook version, that Will Wheaton guy reads it. And, I mean, it's way more detailed and it's a lot of fun. So, like, the audio, I didn't read the book. I listen to audiobooks when I'm at work and shit. The audiobook is a lot of fun. So if you enjoyed it and you wanted to try it out, if you could get the audiobook somehow, and actually they just put out Ready Player Two, and Will Whedon does that too, and I'm looking.
Can I ask a question though?
What's that?
Like, this is my genuine concern about this. So, like, spoiler alert, there's a giant epic battle scene at the end where it's like the end of Avengers Endgame or whatever, where like everybody's running across the battlefield.
Yeah.
So how do you describe that in a book? Does it take 15 pages to be like, and the Battletoads were there,
and like
the Ninja Turtles, and also the Ghostbusters?
Yeah, Jody, the whole fucking movie is that. Yeah, I mean, the whole book, the whole thing is just like, hey guys, you remember the Battletoads? I mean, that's the whole fucking thing.
That's what got me. The Battletoads is what finally got me at the end. I go, I love this movie, and then I saw those, and I was like, they put the Battletoads in this motherfucker?
Right.
Like, okay.
No, and it's great. And the book is that and, like, more. They mention more stupid shit that you remember from when you were a kid.
It just seems like a lot. And then fucking Dr. Spock was there. And then Luke Skywalker, too.
And then this lady turned into a motherfucking Ninja Turtle. That's the whole thing. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll cut this part out, Jody. But the audiobook is fun. So, if you enjoyed the movie... And you could get the audio. In fact, I probably have the files. I could send them to you, Jody.
Please do. Yeah. I would love to listen to it. I listen to shows like 6 hours a day. I don't know how long a book is, but I'll fucking...
It's like 15 hours, Jody. It takes so long.
Yeah. Goddamn.
Brandon, buddy, let me ask you a question. Do you have what you would say is like a pick of the week?
Oh, boy, do I ever.
Here we go.
All right, so I am a huge fan of terrible movies, and I found what I am considering to be one of the greatest train wrecks of all time, and the name of this movie is African Kung Fu Nazis.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and it's fairly new. It just came out early 2020. I believe you can find it on Amazon. Essentially, the plot of this movie is that Hitler was never dead. He was hiding out in South Africa all this time as a DJ under the name DJ Adolf. And he teams up with the Emperor of Japan to bring back the Fourth Reich with a bunch of African Nazis that are all in whiteface. And the only way that you can stop them is by competing in a Mortal Kombat style karate tournament.
Wow.
Well, I'm in the boat.
I'm in on that. I mean, it sounds like one of those movies that is just made to be bad.
With a name like that, you know?
But, you know, there's some movies like that that I love. Like The Velocipaster.
Yeah, it's exactly Sharknado. Like it's right up there in the same rank as Velocipaster. I fucking love that movie.
I like Kung Fury. That one was okay.
All right, guys. Well,
We fucking did it.
Guys, listen to Shitty Song of the Week. Brandon, you got a big one coming up sometime pretty soon?
Well, this week coming up is going to be the first in a series that we're doing of listener-suggested episodes. We get a bunch of suggestions coming in from people who listen to the show and voicemails and whatnot, and we finally decided to do a bunch of episodes dedicated to songs that are solely suggested by people that listen. So,
look at this hot chat. He gets voicemails.
Hey, yo.
When's the last time we got a voicemail?
Like a month ago.
I'll leave you a voicemail, drunk. Don't feel bad.
Bert sent us a voicemail saying that he didn't think you could breathe.
Yeah.
He's right, though. Something's going on with you. Are you okay?
You talked to Bert? Yeah, it's a lot, man. I wasn't going to say nothing. I'm usually the mouth breather, buddy, but...
He said,
I sound like I have awake apnea.
He sounds like you're sleeping when you're awake. I've said it to Mike a few times. It's like, God, dog.
I think he needs a humidifier, drunk. I think you need like a humidifier.
I should probably just back off the mic a little bit, honestly.
Drunk, maybe. I think this entire episode, and it's really weird, I've been looking at Jody and talking to Jody, but calling Jody drunk. I've done it a lot. And I know Jody's.
That's better.
I know Jody's Jody.
And you know I'm drunk.
And I know you're drunk. I get excited drunk, you know?
Should I turn the video off? You guys want to do this over? Here, wait.
That's all good, buddy.
I just start over. I'm going to say Jody a couple times. Jody, Jody, Jody. And I'm going to go back and edit Jody's in to all the mistakes that I made. That's why this episode is late, guys. Sorry. Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. If you enjoyed it, subscribe so you don't miss the next one. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND or tweet us at WFOD Show. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, and Val. If you would like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back again next week. Thank you, and goodbye.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.